各位早晨，我哋今朝早好欢喜，有我哋城北嘅朋友 Dr. Brian Stiller 嚟到我哋当中，系去正道。Dr. Brian Stiller 从2011年开始咧，就系呢个普世福音联盟嘅嗰个嘅国际大使，系嗰个嘅 World Evangelical Alliance 嘅 Global Ambassador。Dr. Brian Stiller 咧系神所重用嘅一位嘅传道人，同埋一位嘅领袖。是我们加拿大国家里面的一个很出色的一个的属灵的领袖。他曾经在青年归主这个 Youth for Christ 那里是工作了16年。Youth for Christ 是青年人的一个的报道的一个的团体。然后呢他有14年的时间呢在加拿大的福音团契，就是 Evangelical Fellowship of Canada， 是整个加拿大的一个福音教会里面的一个大的团契，在那里有14年的工作。然后他在1997年开始呢，就在我们的神学院天道神学院那里面一路工作了是14年。Dr. Brian Stiller 他的特别的领导的方式呢，就是差不多他去的机构里面工作呢，都是遇到困难的时候就是邀请他去做。所以他是能够是靠着神的恩典呢，是很出色的能够去聆听究竟个问题在哪处地方，然后呢是能够是去面对这些挑战困难呢，成功的去重新的建造或者是重建。他在加拿大的不同的层面的里面呢，都得到很多人的敬畏的敬重。我曾经去过国会里面，知道国会里面是很多的国会的议员呢，都时时呢是跟他呢是有交通，是他 透过他的影响力在我们的国会的里面呢，是将这个福音呢是传出去，也都是透过他自己的能力，特别在我们的神学院里面是帮助神学院来的建造。安省神学院在1997年的时候差不多要破产，就是因为呢是神自己是带他的仆人来，还有众弟兄姊妹的帮手呢，将这个神学院重新建造起来，不单单是将这个神学院是保存，神学院和圣经学院保存，也都透过呢Dr. Brian Stiller 的领导呢，将这个神学院变成一间基督教的大学和是神学院。所以我们呢感到呢是 很感谢天父，今天他来到我们的当中，他有写到很多的书，一会儿可能他自己都会介绍。我自己发觉他最近的有一本的书呢，叫做《如何面对破烂的墙》，这个叫做 Broken Wall。 我觉得这个是我自己的对他的领受，我觉得他好像现今的尼希米一样，是在困难的境况里面领受到神自己的呼召，然后呢就去做一个重建的工作。现在呢他在这个的World Evangelical Alliance 做这个的Global 的 Ambassador， 这个国际大使呢，就是他是去到世界各地的地方，同各地的地方的政要啊、教会啊联络，是将福音呢是去带去一些特别呢未能够入到去的国家的里面。所以呢是一个很特别的一位的神所重用的领袖，所以我们觉得今天是很荣幸能够来到我们当中。Dr. Brian Stiller, all the things that I said is good about you. All right. Well, let us all welcome Dr. Brian Stiller and ask Mrs. Yvonne Chan to interpret. Yeah.
And good morning to you.
Hi, Joseph.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a wonderful way to greet each other in the morning? There is no greater name. Lily and I are delighted to be with you again today. Over the years, while with Tyndale,we built a special relationship here with your church. And with your pastor and with your leaders in the church. We're just down the street from each other. And we're so grateful for the warmth and the support and the prayers and the attendance of many people from here.
对你哋嘅支持、你哋嘅祈祷同埋好多嘅参加呢个神学院，我哋非常嘅感恩。
The other week, my wife and I, Lily, we joined the church, we joined Tyndale in a special celebration.
幾個星期前呢,太太和我呢,就去天主神學院有一個特別的聚會。
While we purchased it some years ago from the Sisters of St. Joseph,
當我們在幾年前,在這個Sister of St. Joseph買這個地方的時候呢,
we took full possession of it this month.
但是這個月,我們已經得了這個地了。
So this is a historic month.
這個很特別,很有歷史性的日子。
The school started in 1894.
這個學校呢,是1894年開始的。
In part, it began to train people who were going under China Inland Mission.
當時呢,是希望呢,是福音自傳會呢,是那裡訓練出來的。
And there was no place for them to be trained in the Bible.
但他們不知道在哪裡去看他聖經。
So then the college began to support and to help the China Inland Mission. So it's come full circle. And now this church helps make it possible so that more can go to all places of the world. So thank you, Pastor Sam, and thank you, congregation and leaders. Pastor mentioned that we do have some books available at the table. When Life Hurts, inevitably on the life's journey, life hurts. This comes out of a tragedy in our family. And I learned how Jesus brings healing. This might be for you or another friend. There's a number of books back there that I've written, but another one is What Happens When I Die? There's all kinds of speculation on heaven and hell. This book changed my life. I realized this, that heaven is the continuity of life as it was in the original creation. Heaven is a very real physical world. And who we are becoming now in life will matter. That might be interesting to you. And then one that just came out just not long ago, Find a Broken Wall,
是怎样的, Broken Walls,
Seven Ancient Principles for 21st Century Leaders.
是给我们今天的20世纪的领袖去应该看的。
And this in part tells the story of Tyndale.
这里都讲到了天道神学院的故事。
And so there's a number of books back there, and there's a special for quantity if you're interested.
那里有很多的书籍,
and I'd be glad to sign them if any of you are interested.
That.
Also, right next to our table, there's some information from Tyndale. And Warren Lai and Mary Lee will be there to help you. I was born into a minister's home in Saskatchewan. I was born 71 years ago. I'm a little younger than Pastor Crosby, though. And probably a few years older than Pastor Sam. When I was raised in the 1950s, missionary work was done by North Americans and Europeans. Today, Korea is the second largest sender of missionaries of any country in the world. In the 1950s, missionaries were white. And they went for 4 years, mostly sailing on a ship. Today, missionaries come here from Nigeria, returning every year by plane. In the 1950s, evangelicals were a minority. We were simple country spiritual bumpkins. Today, evangelicals are the growing majority and the largest attendees of churches in North America.
但是现在呢, 福音派在教会里面呢, 是越来越最大的发展了。
In the 1950s, most of my friends went to church.
50年代, 我很多朋友都去教会的。
Today, most of our grandchildren's friends don't.
现在我们那些孙的, 朋友都不去了。
In the 1950s, the fields were so romantic.
以前呢, 50年代, 出去呢, 是觉得一个很浪漫体刻的。
Today we visit them as what they call volunteerists.
现在我们去的时候呢, 好像是一个游客, 又带着一些市民去游客,
That's a new word.
这个是新的字了。
Tourists who go for a while to volunteer.
我们去呢, 就做游客一阵, 但是又做志愿一阵。
In the 1950s,
在50年代,
communism ruled China and most of your East Europe and Asia.
在中国的时候,还有很多的欧洲地方都是共产党统治的。
Today, communism is almost dead, and in China, it's dropping.
现在呢, 共产党越来越衰退, 在中国的时候呢, 好像一路一路的就来衰退。
In the 1950s, evangelicals had no place in government.
以50年代的时候呢, 福音派在教会, 在政府里面没有地位的。
Today, our prime minister is evangelical.
今天我们总理都是福音派的了。
In the 1950s, the word saved was the primary word we used in missions.
在50年代我们说要得救,这个就是我们宣教的事。
Today, evangelism speaks to the poor and to the needy as well.
但是今天呢,我们宣教还要去一些贫穷的,有需要的人去讲。
In the 1950s, we bought jeeps for missionaries.
50年代呢,我们帮宣教士买吉普车给他们的。
Today, we buy satellites to beam out the gospel.
今天呢,我们就要用, 卫星,我要卫星来传个福音。
The world has changed.
世界实在有改变了。
I represent the World Evangelical Alliance.
我是属于这个世界的福音的联盟。
There are three major Christian communities in the world.
在这个世界里面有三个重要的基督教团体。
There's the Roman Catholics, about 1.1 billion.
有这个天主教。
The World Council of Churches,
有一个另外一个世界的教会,
and that's your mainline Protestants and the Orthodox,
就是这些是福音派传统的基督教,
that's a half a billion,
是属于一个是 half a billion,
and the World Evangelical Alliance,
还有这个呢, 就是福音的联盟,
that makes up 650 million Christians around the world.
这个呢, 就合成这么多的基督徒在世界上,
the numbers are shifting.
这个, 数字在一路转了,
the world is changing.
这个世界在转了,
and in the midst of that change in the world,
现在我们记得我们世界在一路改变,
we wonder what is the Spirit saying to us?
我们知不知道圣灵跟我们说什么呢?
What is he saying to you as a young person?
对你来说, 年轻人在说什么呢?
As you look at your future,
当你望着你前面的时候,
what is he saying to you as an adult?
对一个成年人讲什么呢?
Where do you put your investment?
你将你的, 摆在哪里, 你的,
Where do you put your time?
你的时间,
Where do you put your prayers?
你的祈祷,
and it speaks to those of us that are older.
跟我们一些比较年长的人讲,
what we do with our lives.
我们的生命做些什么呢?
When I left Tyndale a couple of years ago,
我离开天道几年前的时候,
I knew that while I was at the age that most people think you should retire,
虽然很多人说你都应该退休了,
I heard something in the back of my mind saying these could be your best years. But so often I'm caught in my own little world. Let's turn to Acts 10.
我们看看,
this is a marvelous story.
这个很奇妙的故事。
And the story begins soon after Christ has died and resurrected and gone back to heaven. The church is really not a church yet. They are mostly Jews who follow Christ. They don't meet in churches yet. They usually meet around synagogues. The disciples are gradually developing the message of Christ. The Romans still occupied Israel. And the Romans were hated. The soldiers were cruel. And the Jews despised them. But there was a Roman whose name was Cornelius. And you see in the early part of chapter 10, he was a God-fearing man. And he had a vision. And in the vision, the angel told him to find the disciple Peter.
天使去找这个门徒彼得。
But Peter was not in the place to be used of God.
但是彼得不是用于被神用的地方。
Peter was stuck in the old Jewish bias against Gentiles.
因为彼得他自己有一个他老我就是说我不喜欢去那些外邦人当中。
Not only did they call Gentiles dogs,
他们叫外邦人是狗。
But the Gentiles that were there were Romans whom they hated.
而且呢，嗰啲外邦人喺度咧，系罗马人，所以佢哋好憎佢哋嘅。
And it was here you have this clash.
而家你有呢个战冲突。
God wanting to break through into the Gentile world.
神希望去到啲外邦人嘅世界当中。
And he has a person who he can use.
神能够用一个人。
The problem is he's a Roman.
但系佢罗马人。
He's a soldier.
佢一个兵丁。
He's one that Peter and the Jews hate.
为什么会用一个这样的人呢?
And then you have on the other side,
另外一边有另外一个人,
you have Peter,
是彼得,
the disciple,
是门徒,
the one who followed Jesus,
他一路跟从耶稣的,
the one that the Spirit's going to use to break forth the church.
但是圣灵会用他去建立教会。
But something has to happen to Peter
但是彼得要改变,
before God can use him to break into this whole Gentile world.
如果他要改变, 他才能够被主用去改变这个世界。
So Peter is having a vision.
所以彼得都有一个异象。
It's the middle of the afternoon.
就是一个下午。
His blood sugar is very low.
他的血糖很低了。
He falls into a sleep.
他就是睡觉了。
And he has this street vision.
他见到这个异象。
And let down out of heaven, there's a sheet.
在天上面有一块布掉下来。
And in the sheet there are various kinds of animals.
在布里面有很多的动物。
Some animals that the Jewish law called clean.
有些动物可能他们觉得是洁净的。
And some called unclean.
有些觉得不洁净。
Now the unclean is the food that I like.
不洁净的是我喜欢吃的。
Which is pork.
就是猪肉。
In Israel today, do you know what they call pork?
你知不知道怎么叫猪肉啊?
White meat.
是白肉。
They have white meat chops.
现在有些叫白肉的扒
they don't dare call it pork.
那些就是猪扒了
And the word of the Lord is, Peter, rise, kill and eat.
先前他说彼得起来吃
Peter says, I'm kosher.
彼得说不得的我不吃这些的
I'm a good Jewish boy.
我是一个好的犹太人啊
I would never touch anything that was unclean.
那些不洁净的我怎么会碰啊
And what's the word of the Lord?
大神跟他说什么
Peter,
彼得
what I've created,
我所建造的
Don't you dare call unclean.
你千祈不可以说那些是不洁净。
This, of course, is a metaphor.
这个就好像神对他说
一句话。
It's a symbol. 这是一个记号。一个故事。
The Spirit is trying to wake Peter up.
圣灵想叫彼得起来。
He is preparing Peter's mind.
他应该看到彼得的脑里面在想的。
Because in just a few minutes,
因为过了几分钟之后
The employees of Cornelius will arrive at Peter's door. And notice what it says in verse 21. Verse 19. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said, three men are looking for you. Do not hesitate to go with them.For I have sent them. And so Peter goes with them. He goes to Cornelius' house. Now notice what Peter says when he gets there. Verse 28. And this, what he says here, shows how.Racist Peter really is.
你睇到咧，彼得系点样抗拒呢件事嘅
？A racist isn't somebody who doesn't like another race.
佢系有种族歧视，佢唔中意呢个种族嘅。
A racist is someone who believes their race is morally superior to your race.
因为佢觉得佢嘅民族系好过你嗰个民族。
This is what Peter believed.
呢个就系彼得所相信嘅。
Of all the Old Testament scripture,
讲咗咁多嘅旧约圣经。
Which tells of God's love for the whole world.
讲到神爱世人
Even though he had lived for 3 years with Jesus.
他已经同耶稣在埋几年了
He knew that God so loved the world that he gave his son.
他知道神爱世人甚至将他独生子给世人
All the stories of God's favoritism towards Gentiles. His eyes were still closed. His ears were still deaf. He was trapped in his own little world. And what he says here shows that. Let me read. So he gets to Cornelius' house. The people are gathered there. And what does he say? You are well aware. It's against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. That's a lie. That's not true. Peter, you're wrong. The Bible never said that. Your Jewish law never said that. So Peter, why are you saying it? It's because he was doing what you and I often do. We take a verse there. We take a verse here. We put it together with our own social bias. And we craft a new kind of law. And it fits our bias. It fits our culture. It fits what we've grown up with. It fits with what we assume to be true. But what was the Spirit doing? He was pulling Peter out of the shadows. He was exposing him to a new light. A new reality. Peter, I love these Gentiles. In fact, Peter, I love these Roman soldiers who you despise. If you had asked Peter this question, Peter, who do you think God will use to break open the gospel to the Gentiles? Peter would say, the Gentiles? God's going to love the Gentiles too? Yes, Peter, he's going to. Okay. Now, Peter, who do you think he will use? And if you lined up 1,000 people in front of Peter, and you had one Roman soldier in the middle of it, Peter wouldn't even look at him. And yet the Spirit chose the most unlikely to draw him from the shadows into the light of his new plan. That's my question to you today. What are your shadows? What keep you boxed in? What keeps us from seeing what the Spirit is doing in the world? Or what the Spirit wills to do through you and me? This text reaches each one of us. It isn't for the spectacular of those that go out around the world. Or preach from this pulpit. It's you and I in our family, in our community, in our work, in our relationships, in our use of money, in our time of prayer. This speaks to us. Let me take a few moments and describe this. Where the light is breaking out in the world. Let me take you on a global tour. Not so much geographical, but a global tour at 33,000 feet with the Spirit. There are 5 points of light that I'd like you to see with me this morning. As Peter, when he walked into that home, in the most unlikely place that he would think God would be at work, it was a point of light. And it opened Peter to a new world. These are points of light.
光嘅俾我睇。
It might help you and I think differently.
能够帮助你同我去谂唔同嘅方法。
About what the Spirit's agenda is today.
到底圣灵要做啲咩工作咧
？The first point of light is this.
第一点就系咁讲。
Faith is on the rise around the world.
喺呢个世界里边，信心系一路一路嘅增长。
Now we live in a very cynical secular country.
我哋系一个好secular 嘅世界啊，好社会化嘅世界。
In a country that increasingly is not going to church.
因为好多人咧根本而家都唔去教会啦。
You notice in the media.
因为咧喺我哋嘅传媒当中
when religion is ever mentioned.
我哋已经唔再讲宗教嘅事。
It's always almost made fun of.
我哋后来取笑嘅。
When the new pope was elected.
当新嘅教宗被选嘅时候。
The first thing the media went to.
第一件事传媒点睇咧？
Was to his failures in the past.
就睇翻佢以前有啲咩失败地方。
Or failures, so they thought.
但系佢哋以为系嗰啲失败地方。
But the fact is.
但事实就系。
That the Spirit is breaking out in all kinds of places around the world.
圣灵系去到每一世界每一个角落嘅地方。
A few months ago, Lily and I were in Beijing, and Shanghai, and Nanjing.
几个月前咧 ，Lily 同我去咗北京啊，同埋上海。
We sat in a cabinet minister's office in the Forbidden City.
我哋喺呢一个禁城里边咧，同一啲嘅总理坐嚟。我哋喺嗰度花咗半日嘅时间。
With the head of Sarah.
系喺度咧，喺个上边嘅首领。
Which is the government department.
喺政府嘅官员。
That supervises all religions.
是那个呢是看宗教部的部长。
Interesting, the year before,
一年前呢
the minister,
这个总理呢
had been invited by the Billy Graham Association,
那时呢葛培理报道会曾经邀请他去的
to go to North Carolina,
去到North Carolina,
and spend 3 days speaking about what it means to be born again and who evangelicals are.
去咗三日咧就话咩叫做重生，咩叫做福音。
And so there that morning, sitting with the ministers and his senior people.
今日咧佢就喺嗰日咧就同埋呢一啲人讲
述。We talked about what it meant to be born again.
我哋讲咩叫重生。
He was very concerned about the power of the U.S.
佢对于美国嘅势力咧就好有啲担心。
And I was able to say to him.
我同佢讲。
And he burst out with a great chuckle after I said it. I said, Minister,
我告诉你听啊，总理,
Jesus was born in Bethlehem, not Washington.
耶稣在伯利恒出生, 不是华盛顿出生。
And I said to him, Minister,
我跟你说啊,
what kind of citizen would you like to have in China?
你在中国你所有什么居民在这里啊?
Would you like to have a minister, would you like to have a citizen who loves their neighbor?
你想知道这些市民是喜欢他的邻居,
who is honest?
他是诚实的,
who pays their taxes,
他又给税的,
who cares for people who are in need,
他关心有需要的人的,
who loves their enemies,
他爱他仇敌的。
I said, wouldn't that make a good citizen?
你说这样是不是一个好的市民呢?
He smiled.
他就笑了。
He knew I had cornered him.
他知道是慢慢我是逼他一个角落了。
I said, Minister,
我跟你说,
you don't need to be afraid of Christians.
你不用怕基督徒的吧?
We have a different kind of agenda.
我哋咧当然每一个人都有
，There are good people.
有啲我哋好人嚟噶
，You can trust.
你可以信佢哋噶。
Now the government's numbers of Christians in China is very different to what we know them to be.
其实咧喺政府里边，边一啲基督徒咧，嗰啲数目字系唔同噶。
Up to 150 million, who knows?
有咁多咧 ，150 million 可能系一亿五千万啊。
Go to South America.
你去南美。
Huge churches.
好多嘅教会。
The gospel is breaking out in the most amazing ways.
呢个福音一路一路嘅传开去啦。
Go to the Ukraine near Russia.
你去到苏联嘅地方。
The largest church in Europe.
最大嘅教会就喺嗰度啦。
Is pastored by a black Nigerian from Nigeria who's pastoring the church.
有个非洲从非洲嚟嘅咧，喺嗰度做紧牧师。
What is the Spirit doing?
圣灵做紧啲咩工作咧
？He's doing things that years ago we never thought imaginable.
以年前我哋从来冇谂过圣灵会做呢啲工作。
A few months ago, Lily and I were in Jakarta.
几个月前呢，我哋去咗耶加达。
We went to visit a friend of ours.
我哋去探一个朋友。
And as we walked through the gates of this university,
我哋行经过呢个大学嘅门。
I was stunned.
我觉得好惊奇。
For they're in this Muslim country.
因为喺呢个回教嘅国家。
A large country of over 200 million people.
有200万嘅人。
Here is a Christian university.
呢个系一个基督嘅大学。
Universitas
Polita. 这个大学的名字。
Funded by the fourth wealthiest family of Indonesia.
是在印尼里面第四个最富有的家庭。
Who are evangelical believers. And they're in the center of their country. This wealthy family is using two areas to be their witness. Education, university level, and elementary and secondary level. And they're building them all over the islands of Indonesia. And the second is hospital care. They have their own training hospital on this university. As we go about the world, we see the skepticism of North America or of Europe. The attitude that many of you and your young people experience in our universities here. That faith is meaningless.
他說信心沒用的,
we only came here by chance. That attitude is not prevailing around the world. As a matter of fact, the Spirit is breaking out in new ways. You see it through Africa, through Asia, through Central and South America. The Spirit is breaking out. Faith is on the rise. But also, secondly, the second point of light is we are living in the age of the Spirit. We are no longer spooked by the Pentecostals. For years, we were spooked by Pentecostals and the notion of the Holy Spirit. During the 20th century, the Pentecostals gave us a new understanding of the third person of the Trinity,
which is the Holy Spirit.
And remember the Holy Spirit. He is God. He's not just a third person. It's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Spirit has been given to empower us, to open Jesus into our lives, to give us comprehension on the Word of God. But for years, the evangelical church was afraid of the Spirit. But in the late 70s, there was a breaking out.
And
the charismatic movement helped us not to be afraid, helped us to open our lives to the Spirit. To be able to pray to the Spirit and allow the Spirit to inform and to empower us. Denominational barriers broke down. And the Spirit of God and His power flowed from Catholics right through to Baptists. And so as I travel the world, I am amazed where I go that people of all denominations, of all traditions, have come to understand the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, God at work. We've always known this, that the Spirit of God lives in us. Paul said, don't you know that your body is a temple of the Spirit? The Spirit lives in us. He is the one that gives us life. And so to be afraid of Him is to be afraid of God. But the call of God is to be open to Him. And to be open to Him is not to be afraid.
It's
to invite His presence.
It's
to invite His power.
It's
to invite His wisdom. And around the world, and in your hearts, I pray, we will allow that Holy Spirit to be the full God that He is living in our lives. And as you and I experience that, and the life and energy He brings us, you and I will discover as we live the Spirit working out through us. Breaking down barriers. Opening our eyes to new opportunities. Hearing the voices of sorrow and struggle that need us to hear. And breaking our heart with the things that breaks the heart of God. Giving us energy and a heart
心,
and generosity
慷慨的,
to open our lives to others. That's the Spirit. It is the age of the Spirit. And ladies and gentlemen,
每一个人,
I invite you
我邀请你,
to rejoice in God who is in you.
你看到为神在我们里面的神,
give praise to God the Spirit
我们要感谢神, 感谢神的圣灵,
as He helps us understand the love of the Father.
祂帮助我们看到神的爱,
and the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord.
看到主耶稣的生命, 祂的复活,
but there's another light that sparkles in the world.
但是另外一个光我想你看到的,
it's this.
是这个,
leadership around the world
在世界里面的领袖,
is now indigenous.
是开始变为本土化,
leadership is rising from the countries around the world. Leadership was often done by missionaries.
以前是宣教士,
that was good and bad.
可以好,
it was good because it brought the gospel that wasn't there before.
好,
but it was bad in that it became a colonizing power.
不好,
and it created a dependency on the West for leadership and money.
所以以前呢,他們等, 西方的人是帮他们的钱,
you see, I think the Three Self movement is one of the greatest missionary movements in the world.
我想想呢,
China thought of it before the rest of us did.
其他人都没想到的时候呢,
because the powerful church is a church that is self-led, self-propagated, and self-funded. It's a great idea. And that idea has filtered its way around the world. And today, the church in the countries that we go to is led by the nationals. It's led by the people that are there. It's those that speak the language, know the culture, understand the issues. We were in Egypt a few months ago. Lily and I met with a group called SEOS, which is the Evangelical Organization for Social Services. We thought it was a small group. We arrived at their office one morning. And I saw it was a 10-story building. And I thought, oh, maybe they have the second floor. We walked in the front. It was their whole building. Here in Egypt, where 2% are evangelical.
其实呢,有, 2%呢,
that's out of 88 million. 10% are Coptic Orthodox.
10%呢,
they took us out to a slum area of Cairo. We walked in this old building. When we went in, we saw women looking after children that were disabled. We walked up some rickety stairs. And there in the top was a small room with a table and chairs. We were introduced to about 8 people. We sat there. It was called the Vision of Islam. And I wondered, why are we here? But I said nothing. I sat and I listened. The woman who was director of the organization told us what was going on. She talked about how they were trying to influence the imams. The imams are the preachers in mosques. And they wanted the imams to understand women in a new way. And so they had brought a number of imams together to hear a Christian speak. And the Christian man spoke about how to treat women. Not to marry young girls. Not to beat their women. And not to sexually disfigure their young girls.
That's
an interesting story. Sitting next to me was an imam. He had his little cap on. So eventually I turned to him. And I said, that's an interesting story the lady has told us. But I'd like to hear it from your point of view. And he told me this. He said, we thought it was odd that we would go listen to a Christian man speak. But they persuaded us to go. And we heard this man talk to us about how we should treat women. And so we began to look at the Quran. And we realized all of these things that we were doing towards women and girls, it wasn't in the Quran. It was only cultural. And so now in the afternoon, Friday afternoon in the mosques, we teach our women, or our men, how to treat women properly. Now, think of this. It's the evangelical organization that's funding this Islamic group to teach their men how Jesus would have us treat our women. We were surprised. How creative. Who would ever have imagined? But there in Egypt, the witness of evangelicals to Jesus found its way through an Islamic organization. And there, the gospel was being preached in a different way. Oh, indigenous leadership is now the power of the missionary movement. Quickly, let me give you two more. Evangelicals are now engaging in the public square. For much of the 20th century, evangelicals withdrew from the public square. We weren't involved in government. We weren't involved in leadership. Our sense of mission was to send missionaries to another country or to send money to help somebody that was poor. But we never thought here in our own country that we should be giving leadership in government. And that attitude prevailed around the world. So many of the countries picked up on the missionaries' view that evangelism was only about getting people saved. It wasn't about leading and ruling in society. And so countries around the world simply replicated what missionaries were saying. But the Spirit has broken out in new ways. We realize the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. All they that dwell therein. We saw the error of our ways. We realized what the Prime Minister of Holland said some years ago. There is not one square inch of creation that God doesn't say, that's mine. All of life is the Lord's. And we realize that if Christians are absent, the gospel is not heard. And if in our governments and our educations and our businesses, if Christians aren't there as salt and light, there's no salt to give it flavor. And there's no light to give it illumination. We realize that. And so now Christians around the world are giving leadership. And the last point of light is this.
最后一点我想跟大家讲的,
we now have a holistic vision of the gospel.
我们现在有一个全面性怎么看这个福音。
For years we reacted to what was called the social gospel.
以前我想到这个社会的福音,
because your theological liberals had become social gospel advocates.
因为如果我们很传统性的时候,我就觉得怎么能够讲这个社会的福音呢?
And social gospel meant this.
什么叫社会福音呢?
That the gospel concerned itself with social issues.
因为福音是都明白我们面对的问题。
And not so much with the transformation of the person, them being saved and prepared for eternity.
好像不只是注重人的改变是如何得救去望向永恒。
The concern was for here and now.
现在我看现在,
not for eternity. And so we reacted and we moved away from concerning ourselves with social issues. But now we realize the heart of the gospel is this. It is the cross. It is vertical. That speaks of righteousness. Being right before God. The marvelous hymn we sang. About the blood of Christ purchasing our salvation. That's righteousness. And the vertical, it gives emphasis to being right with God.
这个打字的话给我听,我们与神这个有好的关系。
But what does this symbolize?
打横我说什么呢?
It means the gospel reaches out. Injustice.
是有些不公义的地方,
in fairness.
不公平的地方,
God wants you and I to be right with the Father.
神要你和我,和神有一个好的关系,
that we could be right. Our sins are covered by the blood of Christ. We have been born again by the Spirit of Christ. We are promised eternal life in heaven. Our sins are forgiven. That's being right with God. But it also stretches out. It stretches out in justice and mercy to others. And you can't have one without the other. The cross doesn't exist without the horizontal. And we've come to realize that. And today around the world, over the issues of all kinds of unrighteousness and injustice,
有很多不公平不公义的地方,
Christians are leading the way to provide for justice in the world.
要告诉我听,
let me finish with this.
我想说一说,
a few months ago,
几个月前,
I had a real sense I should go to the Horn of Africa where there was a great famine.
我想去到非洲,
Lily said, what are you going to do?
Lily 就说,
I said, I don't know.
你有什么做? 我不知道啊。
What are you going to accomplish? I said, I don't know. But I have felt so strongly I should go. So I spoke to Dave Toyson of World Vision of Canada. He said, that's a good thing. He said, you go there and we'll look after you. We'll fly you into our refugee camps. I got to Nairobi. All the plans fell through. I was sitting there in Nairobi, halfway around the world, nothing to do. And then I asked, who's gone to Mogadishu in Somalia? They said, you can't get in there. It's too dangerous. You shouldn't go. I said, who's been in there as a Christian leader? Well, they said, no one. Because you can't go. It's too dangerous. I said, is there a flight? They said, there's no flight. You can't go. It's too dangerous. So I went to the internet. I found a flight the next day. Going from Nairobi to Dubai. Touching down in Mogadishu. And they had two seats. I bought the seat. I said to my associate from Nairobi, you're coming with me. We arrived in Mogadishu the next day. We were in the terminal. The day before, we had gone to the Somali embassy in Nairobi to get our visas.
之前一日咧已经去攞咗我哋个 visa 咧。
The ambassador said, "Why do you want to go?"
嗰、那个问我哋点解你要去啊
？I said, "We want to see if Christian aid agencies can get back in."
我想睇下咧，基督教如果帮助可唔可以入翻去？
He said, "It's too dangerous."
太危险啦。
I said, "Get us a visa."
我俾个 visa 我哋咧。
He said, "Okay."
话好啦。
So we had our visa.
咁我有 visa 啦。
So I'm standing there in the terminal.
我喺机场嗰度。
Trying to get through the line.
点样去过呢啲人嘅群嘅
？There's a photojournalist from France behind me.
有一个咧系摄影师喺我后边。
We're the only two white in the terminal.
喺个里边得我哋两个白人。
He said, "Why are you here?"
佢哋喺度做咩啊
？I told him.
我话俾佢听。
He didn't understand.
佢唔明白。
He said, "Who's looking after you?"
佢边个照顾你啊？
Oh, I said, "I haven't got that far yet."
我未谂到咁远喎。
He looked at me and he said, and he used language that I won't use here.
佢望住上用一啲你我唔想再。
He said, "You are one idiot."
佢话你真系一个傻瓜。
This is the most dangerous place in the world.
呢个最危险嘅地方。
We eventually got through.
咁我哋过咗个关。
But then we were pulled into a side room.
跟住咧，去另外一个房要。
And the head man of the immigration said, "I can't let you out of the airport." It's too dangerous. He said, "Sit here." But an hour later, a man walked in. His name was Amir. I didn't know this, but he was a warlord. The immigration officer said, "You follow him." I walked outside. There was a truck. With five soldiers and AK-47s.
有五个兵士攞住呢啲枪。
He said, "Get in."
入嚟。
And while I was there,
咁去到时候咧
，this warlord
呢一个嘅特兵
，with an army of 100，
佢有一百个兵士咧。
And a hotel in downtown Mogadishu.
佢去到个
looked after us.
哦，去到个酒店嘅时候咧，佢话佢照顾佢啦咁。
Many people had come back to serve in the government.
好多人都去翻政府度工作。
And they were staying in this hotel where I was staying.
佢哋咧就去翻呢一同样嘅酒店。
Which was right next to the government buildings.
就喺政府嘅大楼隔篱。
Protected by this army of 100.
其实有一百个兵士咧，系咧系保护紧我哋嘅。
The afternoon, it was the Muslim holy month.
咁嗰个下昼咧系穆斯林教一个嘅 Ramadan， 系。
You can't eat in the daytime.
你唔可以食嘢嘅嗰日。
It was late afternoon.
咁我下昼咯。
The ministers were sitting waiting for sun to go down so they could eat.
我哋就等紧咧，如果太阳落山就可以食嘢啦。
My warlord friend，
我呢一个有兵士嘅朋友咧
，loved to introduce me as this crazy Canadian.
佢就话咧呢个crazy 呢个疯狂嘅加拿大人。
One minister said, "Why are you here?"
他说你点解嚟啊？
He said, "All Canadians are cowards."
所有加拿大人都系冇胆。
I said, "Why?"
点解啊？
He said, "They go to Nairobi, but never come to Mogadishu."
因为佢哋去 Nairobi， 但
系 You're the first Canadian I've seen here in years.
你系第一个加拿大人。
Why did you come?
点解你嚟？
I said, "I'm a Christian."
我系基督徒。
I know what Somalians are thought of around the world.
我知道。
You hijack ships.
我知道你所做嘅事。
You cut off the hands of thieves.
因为你成日斩人啲手啊！
但系我 here to tell you，
但话俾你听
，that God loves Somalia，
神
and God loves Somalians，
神爱索马利亚人。
Ladies and gentlemen，
弟兄姊妹
，I've preached the gospel of God's love all over the world。
我将呢一个福音带到去每一个角落，因为神爱世人。
But in that moment，
但喺嗰个时间
，I felt an openness and a bonding of love with those men。That I've never experienced.
我突然间感觉，我同呢一班人从来冇嘅呢个爱，而家冇经历。
As I was leaving the next day,
当我第日离开嘅时候
，walking through the security,
又系经过呢个。
There was a young man,
有一个后生仔
，and he had a T-shirt.
佢着住一件 T-shirt,
and he had English saying on his T-shirt.
有英文字写喺度。
And I thought the kid doesn't speak English.
佢都唔识讲英文噶。
He's in danger.
你有困难喎。
Because it said this is true.
佢话呢个系啱。
And underneath it said John 3:16.
喺住写住约翰福音三章。
I said, "Do you speak English?"
我你识唔识讲英文啊
？Perfect English, he said. I do.
佢话我识啦。
I said, "What's on your sweater?"
你写咩字啊
？He said, "This is the gospel of Jesus Christ."
呢个耶稣基督嘅福音啊嘛。
Here in the most violent city of the world.
呢一个咁困难嘅地方。
Run by Al Qaeda and radical Islamic groups.
呢个有啲咁危险嘅地方。
This young man was standing for the gospel.
呢一个青年人为福音
站起来。Where the spirit is breaking out in lights around the world, you and I never know.
因为呢一个系圣灵俾啲光佢睇到，你同我从来都冇谂过。
May you and I，
我希望你同我。
May we understand，
我哋能够明白。
That He wills to break through in our lives，
因为圣灵能够喺我哋生命工作。
Moving us to go，
叫我哋去
to do，
去做
to pray，
去祈祷
to give，
去俾。
That the Spirit will break into the areas that He wills to break into，
圣灵能够开呢个地方系圣灵能够做嘅。
My apologies for going over time, Brother Sam. Let me thank you on behalf of Lily and I for your support, your missionary support to us.
多谢你能呢个教会能够系支持我哋嘅宣教工作。
Tonight we leave for Malaysia.
今日咧，下次后咧，我哋去 Malaysia 去喺泰国。
Myanmar, Laos, Burma,
Burma, yeah,
Laos.Cambodia,
Cambodia,
Vietnam,
Vietnam,
and of course Hong Kong.
跟住去香港.
Thank you. God be with you.
多谢你哋，神与你同在.